Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bowden. With me, as always, is Katie Arroyo.
Hello. Nice try. I was paying attention.
And Frank Gazzero.
Hello.
And we're here. We're back after we haven't recorded in a while, you guys.
It's been a long time.
We've been busy.
It's been a while. We have been busy. Well, we've been busy. Frank's been
doing something.
Yeah.
I went to Canada.
Yeah, he went to Canada.
All right, so Frank went to Canada.
Yeah.
Yep.
I went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And Katie, you went to Orlando, Florida.
That's right, yeah.
We are just fucking covering the globe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wicked Funny
wicked
taking
funny.
Over the planet.
You guys
yeah.
both went to warm places, and I
yeah.
was like panicking because it was so cold.
Really? How cold was it in Canada?
You know, I think the first night it was like close to zero, but for some reason it just felt colder than that.
Mm,
and like it was like to where walking into the Airbnb, like I was panicking.
What part of Canada did you go to?
Toronto.
Toronto? Mm.
Yes.
I saw pictures from Niagara Falls.
Yes, that is on the way. And on the way back.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You pass it both ways.
Wow. And so did they let your Mexican girlfriend in Canada no problem?
They did, actually. Yeah.
Was it a problem her coming back to America?
No. We almost got in trouble going in, though.
Why? What happened?
Because at the border, there's like a booth you got to stop at and talk to the person.
Uh-huh.
And there's a stop sign.
Yeah.
Which we stopped at.
Yeah.
But then we kind of rolled through it. Because we just thought it's a stop sign.
Oh. Yeah.
And the guy was really mad.
Oh.
And he had a gun and everything. And he was like.
Did he pull the gun out?
No, but he was like, stop at the sign. And then he goes, and also, you put yourself in danger. So if there was an armed person in the car in front of you, you're in our line of fire.
Whoa.
Oh. He was like yelling at us.
Wow. And they didn't bust your balls?
No. Like as soon as he got his spiel done, he was like smiling and laughing. Nice guy.
Oh, good.
All right. Yeah.
Was he Canadian or American?
I don't know. I think he might have been Canadian.
Probably Canadian.
Yeah. Those pesky Canadians.
Yep.
So it was just cold and you went to Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Did some shows and that's it. Yeah.
Wore a lot of jackets. A
lot of jackets.
Yeah. Did you wear long johns?
No. No, I saw a rat and it scared me when I was panicking outside one night.
Where did you stay?
It was the middle of the city, but it was a really nice Airbnb. It was like a 2-floor loft, it was really cheap.
Uh-huh.
But one night I went out and then to get someone out of the car and the code for the door wasn't working.
Oh.
And then I was trying to call Kirsten, but she's like on the fourth floor, so she like
takes a minute to get down there.
It's not like she could like look out the window and see me.
Yeah.
So I was calling her, she wasn't answering the phone, and then it was freezing and
oh,
I was
no.
like panicking.
Oh,
and then
wow.
a rat ran out, and it looked at me, and it wasn't even scared.
Wow. A lot of panic.
Wow.
I was just freaking out. I was freaking out.
Just freaking out over fucking Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto rats.
It was a fun trip, though, but it was cold.
Oh. Well, I was in Hawaii.
That sounds I know.
A
living
lot
the
better.
Dream.
Living the dream. Katie, why you were in Orlando. You did your run.
Yeah, we did our Disney run.
I want to hear about this Disney run.
It was a lot.
I know.
Yeah,
I was texting
lot.
You
yeah.
while you were going through
like the customs basically
yeah.
to get into Disney. We wore our watches. Well, okay, first of all, so we went to Florida to run this half marathon that we signed up for a
now
year
how long,
ago.
How long is a half marathon?
13.1 miles.
Okay, I remember talking about this
yeah.
almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to go.
Yes. And so we signed up, and then we just never ran.
Okay.
For a whole year.
You signed up, and you're like, you know what? We got this half marathon
yeah.
coming up. We're going to wing it.
We're
Let's
naturally
just wing
athletic.
It.
And it was you and Katie Buns.
Yes, that's right. Me
Shout
and Katie
out to
Buns.
Katie Buns.
Yeah. And we did not run. We ran one time together. We went from 0 miles to we ran 8 miles.
Whoa.
And that hurt very badly.
Now, when you
yeah, you're not supposed to just jump up like nope, that.
No, that was
no.
bad.
Now, what did you do on the, did you do treadmills?
We did a treadmill run.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
And did you go above 2.5?
For sure.
No
yes.
need.
I know. I felt the same way.
It's for the birds.
I yeah. felt like maybe these guys are onto something.
Right?
With the less than 2.5.
I like the 1.9, 1.8
yeah, that felt
area.
Good. That felt
I did
good.
A 2.8 today, and I did
How'd
you feel? I did a 3.0. You,
yeah?
I had to poop, and I think it's because of you.
I'm telling you. No, just do it. It'll clear you out. You'll lose like 10 pounds.
But I don't want to do that. Like I just
It's
going to
be great.
I just want to listen
to
music.
For it. Just plan for it.
Plan for the poop?
Yeah.
Yeah, wear a diaper.
Like Katie Buns knows if we start running out of
she
nowhere.
She wears a diaper?
No, she'll be like, we have to stay close to the house for me for the first like 2 miles.
Really?
Then we're good. We're
okay,
good to go
so
after
once
that.
Buns clears out.
Once I clear
oh,
out.
Oh, once you clear out.
Yeah. She doesn't
I thought
have
you pooped
problems.
Like once a week.
During a run.
Really?
That's when it goes, yeah.
Incredible.
No, nothing about that incredible. Sounds healthy. That's it was, not how it's supposed yeah. to go.
Well, I think it's
so
just,
you ran and pooped once a week around. Leading up to the half marathon.
Yeah, once.
Okay.
And then the Friday, so our race was on Sunday, so we landed Thursday night, and then we were going to have a chill couple of days, but really we were
but
just
But you
anxious.
Didn't tell us you were going.
Well, you were in Hawaii. I think I just, like, okay.
Like, I'm sure you said it, but it wasn't,
I think
wasn't
I mentioned
like,
it, but I just, like, forgot. I think you talk about it more if you train for it.
Yeah.
And then if you don't train for it, you're just like, boy, I hope that race never shows up.
Yeah, and it came.
And then it did.
But then I saw you guys, and I'm like, I go, Katie's in fucking Orlando.
Yeah.
I said it like that. Yeah. Like, why is she in Orlando?
Promptly,
why don't I know about it?
Yeah, you promptly called.
Your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
I think she should have told me she was going to Orlando.
I did tell you. You were like, I'm in Hawaii. Zero fucks Brian.
Yeah. All right, so you got there a couple days earlier.
We got there a couple days early, and then we both were just like, maybe we just don't even need to do this race. Like, let's just have a vacation. And then I booked a cute little kayaking tour for us on the Friday before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was 45 degrees, and we didn't pack any pants. So we wore shorts, and I wore flip-flops, and we drive like an hour outside of Orlando to some like forest area.
This is unheard of. Frank, wait till you hear this fucking, this is fucking ridiculous.
It's
number
insane.
One, signing up for the kayaking trip is unheard of.
Well, in Florida.
In Florida.
In Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando kayaking.
Yeah.
Well, we were like, it was like a gator trip. So I was like, oh, we'll get to see some gators. We'll do a little kayaking.
In a kayak?
Yeah.
Did you see any gators?
No, because it was so
Thank
cold.
God.
Oh, yeah.
It was
they were
freezing.
Probably sleeping.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
encounter a gator in a kayak.
Well, yeah, I know.
They're not gator proof.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. So they're also not weather proof. So we show up to
Frank,
the
Frank, would you like a glass? I'm sorry, everybody.
Frank
just took a drink from a gallon jug of whiskey.
Whiskey, like in case anyone was wondering
it's
how
tiny,
how
tiny
Frank.
Sips. But all right, I'll get a. It's so distracting. I'll get a glass.
The bottle is bigger than your head.
Yeah, you needed two hands
should
to take a drink. Hey, how's Frank?
Yeah. I was gonna say we could do a check on his sobriety, but I think we've got it down.
Yeah, how's Frank? House Frank, his arms hurt from drinking
like,
out of the bottle.
He's like, let me set this jug down.
I just got it to stock up the house, and like, I figure I'll just sip out of it. And then I honestly, getting a glass didn't occur.
That's a fucking gallon jug of old granddad.
Did you want to put that in a paper bag and sit out front, or you think you're good?
Okay. Maybe I will.
We want you to feel comfortable.
Yeah, we don't want you to feel on edge.
You have no problems drinking from the bottle, but you only pour a little swig in the glass.
Yeah, the tiniest swig.
Honestly, like, I was just taking teeny, teeny sips from that bottle, and I don't want to get hammered.
This is the Frank version of the lady who goes to the buffet and gets, like, one tiny sliver of cake times 25.
Yeah. It feels better that way.
I'll just pour a little more in a minute.
Plus, I'm on keto now, so I don't have, like, carbs in my system.
Uh-huh.
So that means it's going to hit me.
All right.
It might hit me harder than it should.
All right. Yeah.
Back to Katie's kayaking adventure.
So we go kayaking. We show up. The fucking guide. So we are wearing shorts and thin sweatshirts because we were like, it's chilly. We'll wear a sweatshirt. The lady is wearing a fleece, a long sleeve, a scarf, a winter hat, another hat over her hat.
Yeah. Oh, in
gloves,
Florida, they freak out. Yeah.
Pants, water, like regular pants, waterproof pants.
Overalls?
Yeah.
Is she wearing the overall kind?
No, thank God. I don't know, actually, because the fleece zipped up over them.
And she didn't offer you guys any of it?
She said, I'm really concerned for you two. And we were like, it'll be okay. So I grabbed a denim jacket and threw that on, too. We're like, we're from up north. It should be okay. It's 45. Like, it's not awful. And then there's another guy there who's like, oh, there's a wind advisory today. He's like, there's a little bit of kayaking you do at the end into a headwind. You guys are really going to get a workout. And we thought, like, okay, it'll be like a little bit of kayaking or whatever. It will suck. And we start going, and then after about 2 hours of kayaking through this like wilderness
That's
part,
a long time.
Yeah, I pass Katie, and also the guy goes, "Do you guys want to do a tandem kayak together or separate?" And Katie goes, "Separate," and I go, "Together." And then we went separate, and I was like, "Whatever, it's fine." So we're kayaking our own kayaks, And it's about 2 hours, and I come next to Katie, and I go, yeah, so, like, I'm good. She's yeah. like, me yeah. too. I was like, I've had enough. And I asked the guide, because I realized I never actually looked at how long the tour was.
This is ridiculous. No.
I go, hey, how long is this ride, like, tour? And she goes, oh, it's a little over 9 miles.
Whoa.
Okay. How long is that in hours?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, uh-huh. You'll hear it. Here so, it comes. So tell them the math.
It was at that point, I go, how far have we gone? And she was like, we have about 7 miles left or something.
She was done. She wasn't yeah, even halfway there.
We weren't
there.
Even halfway there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, so then.
Who would do that?
This yeah. fucking dope.
So then there, we like kayak through, and there's parts where like the Jesus. Swamp opens, and it gets like really windy, and it's hard to paddle. And Katie was like, do you think that was the headwind? And I was like, I want to say yes, but I don't think it was because they said the headwind was at the end. And so then we kayak some more, and it's me, Katie, and one other couple. There's no other kayaks or boats or anyone on this water. Like, it's just us and the guide. And the wife of the couple, who's also wearing a fleece and pants, was, like, complaining so much about being cold that our guide was like, all right, we're going to stop for this lunch place, because she's like, I have to get her out of the water. And the wife like turns to us and she's like, aren't you guys cold? And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking freezing. Like, I'm just not bitching about it. Like, I want to die.
Cold,
yeah,
bitch.
We're all cold.
We are all cold. And I'm done. I was done about a mile
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I was done 2 hours ago. So that was like, we've been kayaking for like 4.5 hours at this point. And her fucking boyfriend, husband was paddling the whole time, and she's just sitting there.
They were in a tandem.
They're in a tandem, oh, like I wanted
that.
To be.
Gross.
And so she's just sitting there, and all of us at one point are like, hey, it's probably warmer if you paddle. Like, that yeah. would help you.
That's true.
So then we stop, and get the guide is like, all right, we're going to stop here at our lunch spot. And then after that, we have the open part, which is St. John's River. It's like the biggest river in Florida that we're going to be paddling through. And so she stops for lunch, and it's so cold that, like, my legs hurt. Like, my body hurts, and my feet, I don't even feel them anymore. They stopped hurting.
This is the dumbest trip I've ever heard yeah. about in my life.
We both have calluses. Like, this scar is a callus. It was a blister that we got. Like, our hands were bleeding.
Jesus.
And so we get out of the water, and the guide is, like, setting up the lunch, and she's like, all right, like, she was trying to pretend like it's still normal, but yeah. we're all cold. And so she's standing around, and she goes, does anybody else want, like, these cookies? And I go, what we would like is probably just to keep this going. And everybody goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so then she starts, it gets, like, colder. So she had to wrap the wife up in an emergency blanket.
Like one of those, like, shiny ones?
Yes, the shiny emergency blanket. She starts pulling shit out of her kayak.
Like a fucking Hershey kiss.
Yeah, she did. Like a little fucking lazy Hershey kiss. So she wraps her up, and then I am, like, very cold. We both don't have, like, Katie and I have shorts on. So she pulls, like, a poncho trash bag out, and I wrap myself in the trash bag like a skirt for warmth.
It's not a bad idea.
And then Katie took, like, an old fleece that she had, and we wrapped that fleece around her legs. And then we, like, get back in the kayaks with our new outfits, which are, like, I'm wearing a trash bag. And I'm like, all right, this is, like, a little bit warmer. Maybe I'll make it, either way, I was like, there's nowhere to stop because you're in the swamp, so no car can come get you. So
you have to ride it out.
You have to ride it out. So then we kept going Jesus. For like another hour, and then I was like, I'm good. I don't want to do this
anymore. And how much did this cost you?
It was like $75.
$75 to freeze your ass
yeah,
off
yep.
on an alligator infested
yeah,
that's
swamp.
Not too bad though for like 5 or 6 hours
for
in
the
kayak.
For the whole fucking day.
Yeah,
yeah,
but if
yeah.
it's a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's yeah. a nice day and you see gators sunbathing.
But even yeah. on a nice day, that's too long. That's just too long.
It was
that's
a lot.
That's a lot.
Like, I had talked to Ash in the morning, and I go, it's really cold, but we're just going to kayak, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to go in a hot tub, and then we have tickets to a show at, like, 7. And, like, we're on the kayak, and I go, Katie, I don't think we're going to make it to the fucking show. Like, I don't know. And so then the water fucking opens up, and we hit the real headwind.
Yeah.
And it was, like, paddling through a perfect storm.
Really?
Like, you could, like,
Mark Wahlberg was there. It was crazy.
I had like a sweater all of a sudden on. And the guide was like very nervous but trying to play it cool. So like
that's not what you want.
Like, she goes, oh, I've radioed to them to let them know. But like we're screaming to each other because you can't hear over the wind. And she goes, and I am paddling like I'm not even sitting back in the seat. Like my legs ended up being sore the next day because I was kayaking with my legs so much to go nowhere. Like I was paddling just to not go backwards. And then the lady's like, oh, this is quite gruesome. Good thing you guys are strong paddlers. And I literally like at one point where Katie and I finally got close enough to talk, I go, I don't think I can do this.
And she Jesus.
Goes, she goes, I know. I go, no, like, I'm serious. We need to get out of the water. And I go, I think we should get out and walk. And at this point, we're the guide is like ahead.
Should get out and walk?
Like, there's swamp
on the
side.
It's not a terrible idea.
And I was like,
could walk.
Yeah, I go, we need to get out and walk. The couple was like, over 100 yards behind me. Like, they just were
well,
backwards.
Yeah,
because
there was only one guy
paddling.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I literally was like, I was paddling, and I. That's when I learned, like, my survival instinct. I was like, bye, guys. We can't stop.
During
to
a zombie
see.
Apocalypse, yeah. Katie will shoot you in the leg and run.
I'm like, bye-bye, sorry. Like, enjoy that blanket, bitch. So I turned to Katie, like, we get close enough and we can hear each other from screaming. And I go, like, I had started putting my watch on to track how many miles we had gone so that mentally I would be like, okay, only 3 miles, only 2 miles. And so I'm tracking it, and we're, like, paddling for 10 minutes, and I go, we have not even gone 400 yards yet. It was so bad. It was, like, and then the bag started blowing up and made, like, a sail.
So you're fighting against it.
Fighting against myself. I'm like, I don't need this extra Katie and I get close and I go, we have to get out. I think we need to walk. And Katie, like, dead serious, she goes, but what would we do? Hold 2 kayaks? And I go, it should have been one!
Do you think if you guys did it together, it would have been a lot easier?
I think it still would have sucked, but probably that part
would have been a lot easier.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, 2 people.
We were fucking...
Well, you don't know, I mean...
Yeah.
But kayaks aren't heavy. Did you get out and walk?
No, we couldn't. Like, there was no... She goes, no car... The lady, the guide was like, no car can get there. So I was like, well, then a motorboat needs to come and get us.
Well, you could have at least walked toward where they were paddling.
Right? I was like, we could have hiked through
that.
That
was day one of
Katie's
trip.
You could have carried those. That's
yeah.
Not too heavy.
So we like, and kayak fiasco. Seriously, we like, it opens up and back into, and also there's no civilization where we are. So it's just like trees. So like it opens up to where there's like a dock finally. And you're like, oh, thank God. And then I feel like, okay, I'm okay. And then Katie like loses her shit. And she goes, like, where are we getting out? And she goes, and I go, I don't know. And she goes, she's like, because I'm telling you, if it's that green sign, I won't make it.
Jesus
I was like,
Christ.
We have to do this.
That poor guide, though, she's just like trying to keep these disgruntled maniacs
that
happy.
Poor Katie Buns.
Yeah. She had only been guiding for 3 months, she was very nervous, and she just kept going, oh, this is quite gruesome. You guys are doing great. At
the
least,
seas are rocky.
Yeah, she's like, at least there's not too many white caps.
Like, my God,
like,
white
so
caps.
Bad.
There could have been.
A, I'm not exaggerating when I say, like, I really go, today feels like a day that I would die. Like, I don't know what
that
to do.
That sounds horrific. And then the next day you ran a half marathon.
We did that 2 days
later.
Oh, so yeah.
But did that fuck up the marathon at all? Were you sore?
Well, honestly, my legs were fucking sore. So we get, and my shoulders were definitely sore. So we get out of the boat and we both are like, we're not running that race. I was like, she goes, good. And then there was like a 5K, a 10K, and a half. And the 10K was on Saturday, so we were like, tomorrow, why don't we just run the 10K, and then we'll be done with this, and we'll never sign up for something stupid like this again, because we were so cold, like, we couldn't get cold, warm again for, like, hours.
You're idiots.
Yeah, it was really bad. And we go to Disney to pick up our tickets, and, like, every person is so happy, and we're still wet. And we were like, do you know where we get the tickets? I was like, I need my bib. And I, like, couldn't even talk. Like, I didn't forgot what words were because I was so cold. And I was like, I like grabbed this lady's arm because she had her bib with her, like, because everything with this fucking Disney is everywhere. So like, you go all the way to one building to pick up your bib, then you go all the way to another building to pick up your free t-shirt, then you go all the way to another building to like buy merchandise or whatever. So we walk in to the campus and I was like, we need to find the fucking building where we pick up the stupid bibs and like get the fuck out of here.
Katie and Disney.
Yeah,
the happiest place on earth.
That's what I mean.
Where do I get my fucking bib?
I was so mad.
Hey, Mickey, so mad. I need a fucking bib.
Yeah. Seriously.
Boy, golly, you seem really upset.
We were really walking and I go, all these fucking bitches have big Disney energy and I fucking hate it.
You would have had big Disney energy if you didn't fucking have big kayak ambitions.
Yeah. I mean, people were wearing like winter coats and we were wet and cold.
Like, how warm did you think it would be?
We thought it would be, in my mind, it was like 50, so it would be cool. But I thought we would be kayaking for a little bit and then we'd get out of the water. And I also thought it would only be like 3 hours.
Yeah, even that's pretty long.
I know, but exactly. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, oh, this is uncomfortable, but if we're done in 40 minutes, I'll make it. And it was like 4 more hours.
That's ridiculous.
Jesus Christ. I would have totally had like a panic.
It was so bad. Yeah, it was. I had a little panic moment.
Yeah.
We both had them.
All right. So you did, and then
then they wouldn't let us switch.
They would let you switch.
No, they were like,
yeah, because I talked to you and you were on your way to the race.
Yeah, so we were like, if we can't switch, we're not going to do the race. And then Josh was like, boy, you're really going to not do it? It'd be a shame for you to fly all the way out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, He goes, do you think you guys are really not going to do it? And I go, nah, we'll do it. We just like complaining, but really we weren't going to do it. Yeah. And then he said,
you were going to lie to Ash.
We were. And then he sent a text Saturday night, and he was like, I'm so proud of you guys for like doing that terrible kayaking and then still doing this race. And I told Katie what he sent and she was like, ugh, now we have to do it.
That's cool. I gave you guys a nice text like that.
You got
all the love.
Was he trying to be supportive or was he trying to guilt you into doing it?
No, because he thought we were doing it. Like, I was telling him we were doing it, but secretly we were both like, if we just forget to set the alarm, like, it's not that bad.
Not until he listens to this episode, we'll know how close to quitting Katie was. Over here.
Yeah.
There's also the mental stress of like you're stuck in the wilderness surrounded by like poisonous snakes and alligators.
That's
and
just the thing. When I called Katie because I was 5 hours behind. So as Katie was getting up to go to the race, I was just like winding down, getting ready to go to bed. And so I saw Katie posting on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'll call and wish him luck. And I call Katie and I'm like, good luck on the race. Yeah. And she's like out of breath and shit. I'm like, are you doing it now? She's like, no, you got to park 2 fucking miles away from the park. So they made her park like 2 miles away.
We had our watches on and it literally was like, you've already walked 2 miles. And we're like, we're not even to the start line yet. And it was like four in the morning.
Why was it so late?
Because they make you start like, no, early. They make you start so
early.
So you're off Disney World.
Oh, before it opens or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the race. The worst thing I've ever heard.
No, I mean, all races are early in the morning. Yeah. She knew what she was signing up for.
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was.
Except
just,
for when I was like, kayaks involved.
Yeah, I was like, time won't pass. We won't ever have to really do this race.
But did you run through the parks or anything?
So we run through like the first 3 miles. Oh, this also pissed me off. We got to the gate. Let me tell you all the bad things. So we got to the gate. And then we're in our corral, and we were in the corral for 2 hours, just waiting to start. That's how
just
many
corralling.
People were running the race. They'd be like, they'd have a fireworks go off, and we'd be like, is this us? No. And then, like, fireworks go off, and we'd be like, is this us? No. And so, finally, the race fucking starts, and they make it so that you have a certain pace, and if you don't keep that pace at any point, like, even if you maybe would run faster down the road, they're like, no. You're done because this pace person is passing you, and they scoop you, and you get the fuck off the trail because they don't. Like,
Disney pulls you from the fucking.
Disney gives zero.
Disney
fucks.
Don't want no bitches in their race.
So the race starts, and it was like one cool thing was everyone was dressed up, like even if they were just wearing like running shirts that were silly or whatever, like a tutu or whatever. So everyone's dressed up.
Was
like
anybody dressed like Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
I didn't see anyone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it was a Disney princess race. Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone there was hot, you know?
Yeah.
So there were a lot of princesses that were ready for, like, a princess walk.
Uh-huh.
And so the gun goes off for us, and then all these people are walking, and I turned to Kate and I was like, I have to pee. So I was,
why didn't you go? You were corralled.
Because I was stuck in the corral for 2 hours.
You could have left and peed?
You couldn't go. No, you're in there.
Sorry,
and
Katie.
It.
You can't go pee now.
Yeah. They're like, I'd have to walk 2 miles back to where the bathrooms were. So I told her, I go, I'm so sorry. I have to pee as soon as this race starts. And she's like, yeah, that's fine. So I'm running we ran at an 8-minute mile pace. Because I had to fucking pee so bad. So we run exactly a half mile to the bathroom.
Oh.
And I'm in the bathroom. And then I hear someone yell. And they go, and the pacer has these balloons. Uh-huh. So they go, the balloons are 1 minute behind you. And I was like, motherfucker, I've been running for 4 minutes. if we get scooped right now, I will murder
so
Disney.
So you're going to force that piss out.
I was peeing, and I was honestly so mad about the whole thing. I was like, I dare you to try to scoop me. I fucking dare you.
I will be arrested in Disney
yeah,
World.
I was like, I'll kill all of you.
Excuse me. I needed to pee.
Yeah, I was like, you don't put all the fucking slow people at the end and then tell them they have like 4 minutes to run. And so, anyway, then you run on highway for like 3 miles. And I was like, this is okay. There were characters that people stopped and took pictures with. So right away, we were both like, okay, good. This is going to be like our slowest half marathon we've ever run. We like stood in line for pictures. So it was super fun, but it was all just highway, and I was like, we could have done this, like, in New Jersey, you know what I mean? But then, mile six, you hit the castle.
Mile six. Fuck you.
Mile six, you hit the castle, and you really, I don't even care about Disney, and I was like, oh my god, we're at the castle! And it, you run through Disney World, and it is really cool.
That's cool.
Ooh, it's, like, super cool. But then, like, that only goes on for a few miles, and then you have another, like, 8 miles or whatever.
Oh, my God.
That sounds awful.
It sucked.
I've always wanted to stay in the castle.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah.
It was really cute. It was really cute. And then we had imagined that we would stay at Epcot, and we would drink, like, all around the world that afternoon.
Oh, that's fun.
And Katie was like, maybe we could do, like, you know, we have a park hopper that she got from her family in, like, 95. And she was like, we can use this ticket to go to all these parks. And a year ago, I thought, oh, I don't know that we'll want to do all the parks because we're going to be kind of tired. And maybe we just do Epcot. And so we're like, yeah, yeah. The race finishes. And I go, if you don't find the car in 5 minutes, I'm going to kill you. Because we couldn't find the car. And we were like, where's the parking lot from here? And they were like, I don't know. It's that way or whatever. And she put it in the GPS, and we were a 17-minute walk from the car.
Oh, fuck all that. Fuck
like,
Jesus.
I go, we can't walk around Epcot. I can't even walk to the car.
Wow.
So then we went back to the hotel, and I go, I'm not taking another step. We're going to get room service, and we're going to watch this shitty show that we're obsessed with now. We get to the hotel, and I call down, and I go,
what's
hey,
the show?
Love is...
Yes!
Yeah,
oh,
blood,
you fucking
love
people.
Love is blood.
It's such a good
I
show.
I love it.
It's atrocious.
I love it.
Such a good
I
show.
I love it.
I've seen 2 episodes of that.
I'm so happy Katie said that.
I am upset.
I kissed her finger.
Yeah, you really did.
I kissed Katie's finger. That was the only thing I could do.
You just got so excited.
I did, because it's such a wonderful
it's
show.
So good.
It's entertaining.
It is
wonderful.
Amazing.
It's entertaining in the way like Jersey Shore is entertaining.
Oh, we will talk about this at a later date, Frank.
We'll
oh, God.
Back.
I am all on board with Love is Blind.
It was so good. So we're going to lay in bed and watch Love is Blind. And I call the hotel and they go, yeah, we don't have room service. You have to go down to the bar. Also, they don't have a phone, so you'll have to really walk there and like, motherfucker.
Why the fuck would they not have a phone at the bar?
I have no idea. So then we walk to the bar and we're like dying. And we put like our fat little swollen feet back in our sneakers and we walk to the bar. And the guy goes, you know, like, what do you guys want? And we're like, you know, any food. I would like a drink, and he goes, yeah, cool, we open at noon, so that's fine. I can slip your order in. It was 11:15, and I was like, I'm gonna burn this hotel down.
Jesus Christ.
So we went, he made us drinks, thank god, and then we just sat in the hot tub. But I was like, never again. And then by 4 p.m., we were like, maybe next year we just only do the 10K.
Yeah, you do the 10K, and then you go to the park. You didn't go to any Disney parks.
We didn't go to any Disney parks.
Jesus that Christ. Sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I had the opposite trip that you did. Let's take a little break, and then...
we'll revisit Hawaii.
And I'll revisit Hawaii. But this episode is sponsored by R1 Indoor Kart Racing Entertainment Center.
We'll talk about that,
too. We're going to talk about that coming up, but I just want to throw them out there now. Stay tuned. We will be right back. Hey, everybody. If you're looking for some laughs, make sure you come find Wicked Funny Productions. You can go to wickedfunnyproductions.com. We supply you with all of your comedy needs. We can bring a show to you anytime, anywhere, for anybody. We do charity shows, private events, roasts, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, bar shows. You name it, we do it. I mean, two of the biggest clubs in New England, trust us. Why shouldn't you? Anybody can put on a show, but will it be Wicked Funny? To get a hold of Wicked Funny Productions, you can go to wickedfunnyproductions.com or find us on Facebook. Send us a message. Let us know where to go. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Wicked Funny Podcast. We just heard about King's Disneyland adventure that didn't involve Disney at all. Just a lot of running, kayaking, being cold in a boat. Just a terrible, awful trip, it sounded
like.
Well,
the one good thing is Katie Buns did book us on Saturday, the day before the race. We went to this really cool gator farm. And we went on an airboat ride. We saw lots of alligators.
Oh, that's cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was, right. I go, you planned this like beautiful day for us,
yeah,
and I just tried
a nice
to kill
day.
Us.
And you planned the worst motherfucking
day ever.
It was
the worst day.
The airboat must have been pretty chilly, too,
It
though.
Was cold, too, but I don't care. It was over
yeah,
in
you're
an
on
hour.
An airboat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you weren't rowing. You were just
no,
sitting there.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like I was going to die at any point. So
that's pretty,
pretty
cool.
We were prepared. We dressed a little more warmly. Yeah.
So I had the opposite experience as you. I had a very relaxing trip.
Good for you.
shout out to Craig Gass, my good buddy.
Yeah.
He's my brother. I'm calling him my big brother. It's a lot easier to say big brother. He's my big brother now.
you want to say big brother one more time?
Yeah, I think you should say it again.
I don't think the people got it.
Big brother. Also, I want to throw out there right now.
Big brother Gass.
Big brother Gass.
When we record these, we usually record two episodes at a time, and our next episode is sponsored by Russ's Delectable
Edibles. You're starting again already?
Yeah, and well, you know, the sponsor, so we got to do it.
No, I meant not getting the sponsor's name right.
No, it's Russ's Delect.
Shout out to Russ.
Frank, go on the counter. There's a thing there. Like, it has Russ's real fucking name on it. Russ's
you
Delectable.
You mean his middle name isn't Delectable? His last name isn't Edibles?
No, it's not. But the last
Shout
episode was
Russ.
Great, and Russ got a hold of us.
They look delicious.
Russ's dank ass delectables. They are delicious. Do you want one, Kate?
No, that's the problem. Is I would eat those and then be like, hmm.
They're just a tasty treat.
Yeah,
they're great.
They like look
give
good.
You a nice high.
Good for
but
us.
Yeah, and Russ got a hold of us. Said, "Well, he got a hold of me."
Yeah,
and he said that you know people ordered the edibles
oh,
from
good.
The last episode, and he wants to continue a sponsorship with us. So,
cool.
So we just ate a bunch. Well, I ate a bunch of his Delectable edibles.
Yeah, can we
so
talk
we're on
about
a time
that?
Crunch.
We did a little bit of you took how many milligrams did you just eat?
All right, so the the chocolate. I think the chocolate thing that I ate was 50,
mm-hmm.
but then the peanut butter ball inside of it is another 30.
Okay.
So I'll like conservatively,
so
I'm on
80?
At least 70. Like
and,
that's.
And you said the last episode we did where you ate one, you only ate like 30.
Yes.
And you fell apart.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so
where we're at.
More than twice what you last
more,
ate.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we're on a time crunch. We got to finish this episode.
Katie kayaked that.
And get it. And, yeah.
All right.
No, no.
Yeah, like you
well,
thought
we'll,
you were going to do.
We'll see, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
we'll see if you make it.
The next episode's going to be.
He'll be like, I need to get out of the water.
It's going to be awesome.
Brian, you're not in the water.
We need to walk.
I
want to
talk about my relaxing Hawaii trip.
Okay, tell us about your trip.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it was a great trip.
Don't you want to see pictures from me and Frank's trips? We have a slideshow.
No. I actually have a slideshow.
Of course you do.
I mean, right. So we stayed at... Man, The flight out was a real pain in the ass. I'll tell you that.
Did you get anxiety again?
Of course.
That was a long flight.
It was long flights. Mm. So it started the night before. I checked into a hotel in Boston. The next day, I flew from Boston to Chicago.
Okay.
Then I flew immediately from Chicago to L.A.
Okay.
Then, as I was on the plane from Chicago to L.A., they canceled my flight, so
ooh,
I had no layover in L.A. I had to go from gate to gate and go from L.A. to Oakland.
What the hell?
At Oakland, I had to get my bags, which, of course, they missed because
it was too fast. Yeah.
I had to recheck my bags. I had to fill out all the paperwork for lost luggage. And then it was another 5.5 hours to Hawaii.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Hours. It was a lot. It was a lot for me. A lot of Imodium. A lot. Like, I had so much Imodium that I thought, like, when I eventually did poop, like, my butthole would, like, split open like a woman that had a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd have to get the honeymoon stitch on your asshole.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we get there. And once I got there, like, I had a fucking... It's like, it's just like you're in this fucking place, like this different place that you like. The airport is outside.
Yeah.
You know, it's warm. I fucking threw my fucking my sweatshirt in the trash. I lost it. But
okay. I was like, what?
Brian gets there. He's just celebrating. Fuck this sweatshirt.
I'm never coming home.
But it was great. So Craig and me are driving around. And it was funny, like, I get there after 16 hours of flying, and the first thing Craig does, he takes me to a resort, and I'm like, oh, my, is this where we're staying? He goes, no, I just wanted to show you something. And we walk into this fucking, he goes, they play movies in this room. And I immediately start watching.
This?
It was just some resort in
Hawaii. Oh, okay.
And,
had Craig been there for a few days before you got there?
Craig was there for like a week before I got there. And he...
You just living the life.
Yeah, this was his second... favorite resort ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Craig, I go, this is all great. You know, the juice is delicious. The popcorn's good.
I need to poop.
But I flew 16 hours and I have no clothes. I go, can we do something about that? He's like, yeah, we'll go to this mall where the only thing that will fit you are socks. You know?
This was your nightmare, remember?
Yeah.
We talked about your travel nightmare was that you would lose your clothes and then you'd have to go buy new shorts and a shirt.
Yep.
And then it happened.
And it happened. But before we left that resort, we played fucking arcade basketball, and I fucking smoked them.
Yeah.
Then we go to the Walmart.
Okay.
The I don't even know what fucking island
the
we were
Hawaii
on. The
Walmart.
Maui Walmart. Mm-hmm. And bought some stuff, got to the hotel, and there's motherfucking penguins in the lobby of the hotel.
No.
There's motherfucking tropical penguins in the lobby that live
Did you get
the hotel.
To play with them and touch them and pet them?
You don't get to
did
touch them.
Did you throw
them
your sweatshirt on them?
I did not. I did want to steal one. I did talk to them. I did. What I did with this trip, I really just wanted to put, I wanted to live in the moment because I never do that. I'm always stressed out about the future. And so I really took the time to be in the moment with everything I did, including just talking to the birds that were on the property. Craig caught me talking to a couple swans the next day.
Oh, boy.
I talked to the penguins a whole bunch. They had parrots.
Wow.
Parrots. I was talking
you
to
didn't talk
parrots.
To them.
So you had like an eat, pray, love kind of trip.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was
Julia
great.
Roberts did.
We,
Wait, is she the one of them?
No.
Yeah. So when I got in, it was nighttime, so I really couldn't see anything. The next day, Craig and me got up to go do radio, and there's just fucking beautiful mountains everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You just see. It's the mountains from Jurassic Park. No, we split a room. Yeah, we shared a room. But it was big enough. We had good space. We had a nice balcony. But, oh my God, there's fucking mountains everywhere. Just beautiful mountains everywhere.
It looks so pretty.
Yeah. And then on the right side is the ocean. So you're driving. On the left side, mountains from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Right side, fucking beautiful ocean with it was whale season. There's whales coming out of the fucking water and shit. It was beautiful. It was great.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. But man, it was just so relaxing. And then later on that day, Craig took me to a very romantic dinner.
That's nice.
Before we picked everybody else up, we picked up Courtney and Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney's a comic. Stefan's her husband. Awesome people. Shelly, fucking awesome. Jason Stewart.
Okay.
Fucking hilarious. Me and Jason hit it off. We had a fucking bromance and a half. Like, I've never met Jason, and the way that we hung out, you thought we would have known each other forever. And then Craig's buddy Scott, who I've met a whole bunch of times. And we just had this fucking awesome group of people, and we all got together for dinner when they all came in.
Yeah.
And like just everything was clicking. Like it was just a fucking good time. We did a boat excursion like you, only yeah. instead of kayaks. I just
it was ate, like nice.
I just ate an edible and laid on a whale watch boat.
Well, let me guess, was it warm too?
It was warm. I was actually very hot. Out. I was very hot.
You didn't have a guide that was having a panic attack.
Yeah, no, the guide was really cool about it. He's like, "Oh, there's a whale over there. There's a whale over there."
Oh my god, that's so funny.
But Craig loves his Instagram stories. So what I did yeah. every single night, I just screenshotted his Instagram stories. That way, I'm like, you know what? If my phone's away, I can just use Craig's footage as for my memories.
Yeah.
It was his birthday. I don't know if I said that. It's his birthday. Craig yeah. is now 50. He's officially old.
Whoa.
And it was just a fucking great time. But Craig came up with this hashtag, no fucks Brian.
Yeah.
And the more the trip went on, the more I was like, oh my God, I really don't give a fuck about anything. And so, like, after...
I mean, the amount of Imodium you pack tells me you give a little bit of fucks.
I give a little bit of fucks. There was a lot of Imodium pack. But after we break down the trip, I do want to get into No Fucks Brian. But for I do sure. want to talk about the luau.
Can we talk about Frank re-hitting the jug?
Yeah, Frank's back in the jug. You know, he's just taking little sips because he's on keto.
Little baby teeny sips. Little. It's like a shot amount.
Just a lot of teeny baby. Sips.
It's like a little shot.
Sips equal gulps, sips. Frank. Gulps equal glasses. Anyway.
Well, I mean, eventually.
So the luau.
If all goes well.
The luau was probably the most fun that I had on the trip.
Was that at the resort?
That was at the resort. Okay. And so you show up and fucking they give you like a fucking lay.
Yeah.
You sit down and this dude comes out wearing this crazy ass hat. And he's like, "Welcome to the Hyatt Regency Luau. We invite you to sit down with your ohana to join our ohana
aww.
In a night of fun and song and dance." And then the motherfucker starts singing Don Ho.
Tiny bubble.
Wow.
Right? And I'm like, right off the bat, I'm like, the edibles are starting into to it. Kick in. I'm like, this is great. Then like an hour goes by and like there's people doing hula dances. There's fucking people singing songs. They got like this old fucking Hawaiian band in the back, and they were like fucking the mamas and the papas from Hawaii. And they were fucking jamming out hard to all types of shit. And then they bring out the food. And like the guy's like, "Don't worry, there's plenty of food for everybody." And I'm looking around. I'm looking around. I'm like, there's not going to be plenty of food for everybody. Bitch, there was plenty of food for everybody. Like, I had,
was
like,
it just
four...
every person in the hotel?
No, there was like, it was people from all over. Oh. Like people get bussed in to see
wow.
this thing. So now I'm just eating my face
yeah,
up
that
with
sounds
like
great.
Pulled pork and pui and yeah. fucking some tuna thing that they had. Poke.
Poke. Poke.
I was eating some poke. I was eating all that shit. Poke.
Okay,
and, we're like 2 hours into this thing, and now the fucking edibles are fucking peaking hard, right? And this guy comes up, the waiter comes up to the table. He goes, "Hey, do you guys need anything else before the show starts?" And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "What the fuck have we been doing?"
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh no." He goes, "This isn't the show."
Wow.
He goes, "This is just leading up." I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I'm like. I'm like, if there's more of this, I need to go have a cigarette. So I'm like, I get up and I have a cigarette. And right as I get up, the guy goes, "If there are any children who want to come on the stage."
Oh,
and
boy.
I look at Craig, I go, "If they had said anybody," I go, "I would have been up there. I would have been up there, man." I go, "That would have been my birthday gift to you." Right. I go, "But he didn't say that, just kids." So I start walking out, and then the guy goes, "If any of the dads want to join their children," I'm like, "Craig, I'm going." And I ran on the
fucking stage. Did you steal a kid?
No, but I knocked one out of the way
yes,
to get to the stage.
This is golf. This is mini
there
golf
is a video.
All over again.
I posted a video. It was like a montage of like little things that happened during the trip. And one of the things was me like bumping a kid out of the way and cutting in front of an old lady to get to the hula stage.
This sounds very Brian.
It was very Brian. And then I get up there and I realize, oh shit, I can't get out of this. Like I was like
yeah.
you in the kayak.
Yeah.
Like I'm in it. And I start geeking out bad on stage in front of like 400 people because they're making you shake your hips.
Yeah.
And there's strangers' kids in front of me.
Well, I mean, you did that.
they're like, roll your hips. And I'm rolling my hips. And at first, I'm like,
oh
I'm rolling
God.
My hips. But but my highness was getting me way too into it.
Yeah.
And then I looked down. I'm like, oh, that's a child. That's a child.
You're like grinding up against the back,
like
the
back of their head. So then that made me laugh.
You were like dirty dancing.
Yeah. And then the whole time Craig's in front of the stage going, Brian, shake it. And then we start doing the hula dance with the tsunami and the fish hook and the reeling in
boy.
The fish. Paddling.
That's a lot of things.
And I fucking murdered that shit. I murdered it. I fucking killed it, baby. I was fucking going ham on luau, man. It was great. I was hooling the fuck out of that stage. And that was probably one of the most fun. Because
that
that'll
awesome.
Never happen again.
Was,
you know?
And the food was good.
And the food was tremendous.
Yeah.
And then the whole fucking show was just. I was amped up. I was fired up during the show. Like, this dude's telling this beautiful story about how all the Polynesian islands came together and how every island has its own identity. And like, some people specialize in fish and how the Samoans specialize in just fucking killing motherfuckers. And it was such an awesome story and experience. The luau for me was the shit. And then we did shows, and those were fucking good, too.
That sounds awesome.
That does sound pretty awesome.
It was good.
Did you get a sunburn?
Oh, yeah. I got a sunburn on the first fucking day. I was tanning my tits on the balcony.
Whoa.
And I fell asleep. Mm. And I got a sunburn. And I got to see a blast from the past. I got to see. Now, in the middle of this beautiful fucking tropical
paradise, yeah.
I run into Eric Hoffer, who is the old owner of the Connection.
Oh.
Who, if anybody knows Eric Hoffer... To be in this place and run into him, it's like, whoa, what the fuck? But I saw him and, like, Hawaii changed the guy. Like, he's still the same guy.
Oh, he lives there now?
He lives there
now.
Wow. But it was really cool to see him. I haven't seen him in about 10 years since he lost the club and disappeared and showed up on Maui.
Wow.
But it was nice to see him and catch up. Yeah, because, I mean, ultimately... He was the guy that started the hardcore show.
Yeah.
So in some weird way, like, this crazy lunatic
full circle.
Is
yeah.
responsible for giving me my start.
Yeah.
And so it was nice to see him and catch up and do a show together. And, oh, it was great. It was just, the whole experience was great. Whales jumping out of the fucking water.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just a relaxing fucking trip. Sorry I didn't.
Like run or exercise.
Yeah, I didn't
you
run
didn't
or
exercise.
I didn't do anything, but I lost 10 pounds on the trip.
Must be nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, you didn't even have to put yourself in danger.
I didn't have to put myself in danger. Wow. They had water slides. I was going down the water slide. They had
You're living your best life.
Yeah, I really was. They had a waterfall. What do you call those things? Not a gully. Not a ravine. It's like a... The Playboy Mansion has one.
A grotto?
A grotto.
Yeah.
Is that like with a pool, like a waterfall with a pool? Or something?
Yeah, so
yeah,
they had
like
two
a
waterfalls.
Behind it.
Yeah, and then there was a grotto in the middle.
Wow.
And we were all taking turns just like going underneath the waterfall. Like Craig was pretending he was a magician coming through. And then Jason just like, he starts acting like a newscaster. He's like, you guys raining pretty hard here. And then I'm like, hey, Jason, hold my glasses, right? He's like, he goes, ooh, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to do a handstand. And so I did a handstand, but I let the waterfall hit my asshole.
Whoa.
That sounds
it
really nice.
It felt so good.
Yeah?
It
good
felt
for you.
So good until Courtney goes, Brian, you realize the kiddie pool's over there with all the kids, right? And I'm like, I don't give a, you felt so good.
You just stayed underwater until you almost passed
out.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was great.
That's awesome.
It was great. Good people, good times.
I'm glad you got like
beautiful
a reverse
sunsets.
Hawaiian bidet experience.
Oh, it was nice. It was a good time.
That sounds awesome.
It was a really great time.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah. So I would like to talk about No Fucks Brian for
okay.
a second. Do I not give a fuck about things, you guys?
I think you give a fuck about things.
Some things, yeah. You give a fuck.
You're no fucks and give fucks.
Okay.
Multifaceted.
So I give fucks about the things that I should give fucks about.
Recently.
And some things you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do I give fucks about that you feel I shouldn't?
You tend to be you're in your own head a lot.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you tend to, and you can make yourself anxious or like worried about stuff, or you overthink stuff, overanalyze uh-huh. stuff. So like internally, it's like you give fucks, but externally,
no fucks.
It looks like you don't give any fucks.
Yeah.
Because you just go 100% into whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And it looks like when people, like when I see you interact with people, it looks like you have zero part of you that's self-conscious or anything. It's like you're just 100% just doing it.
Yeah.
You know? But I know, now that I know you, it's like inside your head, you get fucks.
Or like, remember when you gave no fucks about dating anyone for 9 months?
Yeah.
Now you give the fucks.
I do give fucks.
You have a lot of fucks to give about that.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Of, like, you gathered all the fucks through the whole year.
Yeah.
And now you're just giving them out.
And now I'm giving out all the fucks.
Only to Tara.
Yeah, it's like,
Tara gets all the fucks.
Like, you stockpiled them. You hoarded all of
them. You saved them all for her.
You hoarded all your fucks.
I do, yeah. She's changed me, like...
That should be like a wedding vow someday.
It should. Can I officiate your wedding?
I've hoarded. I've been
or at
hoarding
least give
fucks.
A speech.
I've been hoarding fucks for over 30 years.
Yeah, I've been hoarding
just so
these
I could give them to you.
For you.
I knew someday I would meet someone
for
deserving
you, my
of my fucks.
Fuck taker.
Yeah.
My special fuck taker.
They say that once in a lifetime you meet someone who can take all your fucks.
I need
that. Yeah, she's changed
pillow.
Me for the better. I mean, I don't want to say she's changed me for the better because she'll say. I changed
you were already
myself.
There.
Yeah.
But the fact that she even says that is better.
Yeah. She's made me realize that I really have not given a fuck about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And
you have been a lot more relaxed since you've been with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like that.
Yeah. I feel like you feel more comfortable giving fucks.
Yeah. It's like you're not worried about whatever you might have been worried about before. You're just more comfortable being you in a way.
Yeah.
Even though you always were, but differently.
Yeah, it's like a different version.
It's like a more you, I think. A more you version of you.
A more me version of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2.0 Brian, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do give fucks.
But then there's
a lot of things that I don't give a fuck about.
A lot
about.
Of things you don't, yeah.
Yeah, externally, it looks like you have
fucks.
No concerns in the world, like you're not self-conscious, you're perfectly confident, you dive into everything.
Yeah. Like, but you know in my head I'm not that at
right.
all.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's, I don't know, it's not a bad thing. It's like...
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you saved up all those fucks all year.
And like, that takes a lot of work. That's like, it's like saving your virginity for the special, for the right person, you know?
But it's like something
they actually
want. But
it's your fucks. Yeah, it's better than your virginity. Yeah. Because it's fucks.
Oh, you saved that for me? Thanks.
Well, one
boy.
I'm glad you waited so that you'd have no idea what's going on. Yeah.
I've always wanted a mediocre 6 minutes.
Six?
One of the big no fucks moment I had on the trip, and Frank, you would have liked this a lot. There were black swans, and
did you not let them sit in the right spot on
the bus?
Or something?
No, they were just hanging out. And Courtney just goes, "Oh, black swan will fuck you up," and I said, "Yeah, they carry guns."
God.
And once I said that, I thought about Frank immediately.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, no fucks, Brian.
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Oh, God, it was so great. And it was like, it was the regrouping that I needed to come back, and now I'm just...
That's like a good vacation.
Yeah.
How long were you there?
I was there a long time. I was there about... I think I was there 10 days.
That's a long time
to
be away.
You need to be to freaking for the travel time.
Yeah, the travel time.
Yeah, that's true. You lose a day both times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I left on a Tuesday night and I got back on a Monday. Yeah, so I was gone about like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's good.
And yeah, and like as much fun as I had, like after like 10 days, once we got to Kauai, which was beautiful. Another fucking...
So that you like place went is, to all the different
islands?
Yeah,
we island hopped. So we
wow,
went from
awesome.
Maui to Kauai, and Kauai is fucking Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Like, Kauai is like...
Yeah, there's nothing there, right?
If a dinosaur came out, I would have been like...
Okay.
That's what happens here. Dinosaurs come out of the woods.
Yeah.
Because it was so beautiful.
Yeah, I've heard there's like nothing... It's not like a city.
Yeah,
there
no,
anything,
no.
Right?
No city, no nothing. Yeah. Everything shuts down at like 10 o'clock. But yeah, once I got there, I was like, you know what? If I left tomorrow... It was still a fucking great trip.
Yeah.
I got a little homesick. I miss my kid. I miss Tara. I didn't miss you guys, but...
Well, that's too bad.
you were running your race.
I didn't care either.
I know you didn't. I missed
Ash. I was
Ash.
Trying to pee. Yeah. We all did.
Yeah. We think about Ash every day.
Yeah, we think about Ash all the time.
I talked on the phone to him, and then I was like, I don't think I usually talk to people on the phone
that
I date when I leave.
Really?
Yeah. Not for like
three
you
don't
days.
Talk on the phone?
You and I talk on the phone all the time.
Yeah.
But if I'm dating people, I don't think to be like, oh, I'll call you.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that bad? I guess I didn't give so. No, I
don't.
Either.
Kirsten and I don't do that.
Really?
We'll text each other, but that's about it.
But Tara now and me talk all the time, well, but we don't see each other all the time.
That
either.
Makes a difference too.
Yeah, like maybe once a week we'll have a phone call, but it's usually like for a
but
reason.
But you guys live together.
Yeah, you guys live together. Yeah.
I mean, like when I would go away, I maybe would call, but I would never be like, "I'll call you every day," you know?
Yeah.
Or want to, I guess.
And that was another thing that was tough. I'm trying to figure out when
issue.
To call Tara because there's this time. It is time.
Because we were
she
texting.
Has work, yeah.
So what are you, 6 hours behind or something?
It was
five,
something where he would go to bed at like 1, which was perfect. Like when we got up for the race, it was like 4:30. And Brian was like, I'm
bedtime.
About to go to bed.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. So it was tough. But we did it.
But you did it.
We did it.
You survived.
Did you get her anything cool?
I did.
Did he get her one of those shells that's like a horn?
No.
Oh.
No, conch shell.
That's the one.
I actually have... Oh, I put it away. Mm-hmm. I used to have one. But yeah, I got those beads in Hawaii.
Those are nice.
Those beads. Cool.
All right, so here's what I got her.
Okay.
All right. We're big into like our little snuggle bubble.
Okay, yeah.
So I got her a sweatshirt with matching sweatpants. Like, and it's
that's
pink
cute.
And teal, her two favorite colors.
Wow.
Whoa. That was like the big one. And then I got her... What else did I get? I got her like a little bracelet. I got her. The fuck else did I get her? A keychain that said Tara.
Very cute.
Yeah. I got her some other stuff.
Yeah.
And then I always try to make time to like handwrite a couple notes.
I think
to
that's
her.
Probably she probably likes that more than
probably
even the stuff. Yeah. But the stuff is nice too.
But she went away and she came back and got me like some chocolates and a fucking
she got you a
hat.
Lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what Ash did while I was gone?
What did Ash do while you were gone? Did he build a fucking attachment to the house?
He fucking made himself a to-do list.
Uh-huh.
And I just found the list secret. Like, I wasn't supposed to see it.
Uh-huh.
But I go, what is this? And it said things to do before Katie's return. And it was like, hang this light, like, spackle this wall, paint this wall, set this trim, like, hang this mirror. He did more. Yeah. I was only gone for like 4 days, and he did all the shit all over the
house.
He
kept his mind occupied.
Yeah, and kept clean to the house, like spotless. Yeah.
And here you are lying to him about
I
fucking
know.
Doing
That's why when he was like, oh, I'm so proud of you, I was like, ugh.
I'm so proud of you. I'm just spackling the fucking
and we
wall
like,
and painting and building shelves.
We were like drinking all day on Saturday, so we were like, we're never going to run this race tomorrow. And then he was like, I'm so proud of you. And I go, put that down. We need to drink water.
We need to drink water.
Like, every time you tell us what he does, it makes me feel bad about
it
myself.
It should. It makes me feel bad. And
I
then
feel
I
the
found
same.
The list.
I feel the same.
I wish I knew how to spackle stuff.
He's like... Little
actually,
miracle
I don't
guy.
Really
I
don't know. Want to know how to spackle stuff. But I don't ever want to know how to do that. But
He did, and he did all the things on the list, and got me a present.
What did he get you? What
so
was your present?
We
was it a gem in the holograms pin? That's what Tara
I
got
wish
me.
That was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Isn't that
yeah. And you know what else she got me?
Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
She got me like a t-shirt. She got me like so many cool fucking things.
She really did.
She got me a lot of cool things. The one of the best things I think she got me was just a lighter that just says Best Buds and it's got weed on it. Like,
gem
oh, we're Best Buds.
The gem pin is the shit, though. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So, Frank, what have you done for Kirsten?
Yeah, what have you done lately?
What did I do? Oh, when we went to Toronto, that was on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And I got us tickets to see Cirque du Soleil. Because
oh,
she had
nice.
Mentioned she wanted
in
to
Toronto?
That. No, that's going to be in Providence. No. We didn't have time there. But it's in Providence. But we talked about like a week before, and I was like, oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
So I did that. And
nice.
The coolest thing is I was able to get the absolute frontest front row.
Oh, that's
really? That's
good.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
Like to the point where like at the Dunk Center, there's like the big... Like, you know, the big,
the
huge
wings,
sections.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah.
there's like the rows that are right next to the performance area.
Yeah.
That are separate from
yeah.
everything else.
Yeah.
We're in that fucking
That's
spot.
Awesome.
Great.
Good
that's
for
really
you,
good.
Frank.
So if like somebody falls, they're going to like hit
they're gonna
on
hit
you.
That's
the
fucking
way.
Great.
Yeah. That's the best
Dude,
seat.
Dude, remember when the fucking Barnum and Bailey's was there? At Barnum, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's Circus.
Say that again.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's Circus. We're getting there.
Yeah.
They had these Asian ladies hanging from their head.
Oh, I heard about
and
that.
And the whole thing came down.
No.
That was the show I wanted to go to.
Oh, my God.
I was so mad I wasn't there.
Yeah. It would have. I'm sure that ended the performance.
I think bet. It did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how do you top that? Lions?
Yeah.
And now the Wheel of Death.
Yeah, right. Are you not entertained? Yeah.
There's just blood everywhere.
And now,
could
the
you imagine?
Alonzo brothers. Keep your eye in the sky.
That would be so terrible.
Did they all die?
No, I don't think any died, of them right? died. But
weren't they up like really
did you
high?
See there was a stripper that fell from the top of a like 50
yeah,
foot
in Miami,
pole?
And she busted her jaw yeah. and lost a couple teeth and then kept dancing.
She kept twerking! Yeah.
She kept and then twerking. She turns around like, yeah, like a zombie.
Well, I cannot even imagine.
Well, that's called cocaine or meth or
well,
something.
Well, one time I went to a drag show and uh-huh. the drag queen... she jumped in the air and then she landed in a split uh-huh. and then she was like headbanging to the music, but she headbanged too far and she bashed her head. And so she bashes her head and then she sits up and she keeps dancing, but blood starts pouring down her forehead and all these, it's me and like a 5 million gay men and we're all like, no one knows if it's real or not.
Honey, you bleeding, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone was like, oh, baby girl, I don't know. Like, ooh, queen. Like, first ooh. We were like, yeah. Then we were like, oh, my God, I think she's hurt. And then I, like, found her in the bathroom, and I tried to, like, help her with her cut because it was really bad, and she needed stitches. Like, it was so bad. And she kept dancing.
And that's how do you do this? Well, I did a split, and then I was headbanging, and I smashed my face on the
like,
floor.
Like, no, any other guy would have been, like, crying. And this like guy was just fucking got back up and started dancing and finished the whole dance.
No
like,
shit.
Like someone handed her a washcloth and she put it on her forehead.
Like during the dance?
Yes, because it was that bad.
And then she kept going.
And then she kept going and then they were like, get off the stage.
You're making a mess.
Now you're making us uncomfortable. First
wow.
we're impressed, now
yeah,
we're uncomfortable.
Yeah, this isn't a UFC fight.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever performed hurt?
Yeah. I hurt my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
I fell down the stairs holding the vacuum, and the vacuum yeah. the vacuum flipped behind me, and I ended up pulling like tendons in my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
But at the time, I just knew that I couldn't move my arm, and I was supposed to drive like 3 comics to Boston, and then I just like still drove them, but only with my one arm.
Oh.
I just so like you're carrying it down the
so
stairs.
This is the best.
How did it get to where okay. your arm is behind you though?
Here's the so my ex-boyfriend had a kids and this was the best part. We were upstairs like vacuuming and then like hanging a picture. And so I held the vacuum and something else to go down the stairs and I let her hold the hammer and I go, are you okay with the hammer? Please be so careful walking downstairs. She was like 8. Like, she should be fine.
I mean, that's old enough to carry a hammer.
Yeah. Exactly. But I was like, be so careful because I'm afraid of stairs. And I go, please be careful. And so she walks down. And then I took one step and just slipped. And then I didn't want the vacuum to hit her, so I whipped it behind me, and it, like, dislocated
oh,
my
Jesus.
Shoulder. And then I flew all the way from the second step all the way down to the bottom, scooped her. So we were, like, sitting at the bottom with the vacuum, like, above us.
Falling behind you like
yeah.
Indiana Jones.
Trying to protect her from the vacuum.
Yeah, seriously, like, I was like, I don't want it to hit her. And then we both sat there, and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, and I couldn't move my arm. My hand bruised from gripping the vacuum so
wow.
tightly because I didn't want it to hit her.
You couldn't move your arm.
No. And I go, no. I can't move my arm. I go, can you just text? Can you get my phone and can you text your dad to tell him that I think I hurt my arm? And then I was just
Christ.
Like, he was at the gym and I was just like, you don't need to come home. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I think I hurt my arm. And then I like, I had to stand up so it could fall to my side.
I don't know. One of your limbs being paralyzed is a pretty good reason to cut your workout short.
It hurts so bad. So then,
I'm fine. Don't worry.
Yeah. I was like, well, I'm like, what are you going to do?
Bring it to the doctor?
Yeah, Jesus. But then I didn't go, and I gave myself rehab for it. It's okay now.
All right.
I'm going to say
Frank,
you made
about
a
you?
Wrong choice
yeah.
there.
You ever perform injured?
Not injured. I mean, I've had, like, you know, little pulled muscles and stuff, but nothing like
crazy.
Bad. Like, yeah. I perform sick. That's probably the closest.
Yeah. How about you?
I performed.
Didn't you shit your pants on stage and, like, not stop?
No. What? No.
Someone said they did that.
It wasn't me.
I heard a story
pants,
recently
yeah, I
like
thought
that,
it was
too.
You,
no,
you,
if I shit my pants, you would know about it. I didn't shit my pants on stage.
I've definitely almost shat my pants on stage.
Have you?
I've had a fart where I was like, Really? Oh, I can't let that out.
No. Yeah, that'll be bad.
I'm usually pretty good about that.
I would die.
I hosted the hardcore show on a broken ankle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like freshly that would, broken,
like
not
fresh. Like I broke my ankle.
Yeah.
I texted Corey the
did
owner.
Did you do well?
Yeah, yeah, I killed it. And and I'm like, hey man,
of course I did.
I go, yeah. I might be late.
That's why I was like, guys, I don't know if I can drive you all. And they were like,
I might
well.
Be late.
And I go, okay, I guess I'll drive you.
Yeah. And I show up. I'm walking in with a golf club that I'm using for a cane. And I took a bunch of Vicodin and
went for it.
Went and just did it. Yeah.
How did you break it?
I was running after my ex who was pulling out of my driveway because I forgot to give her a kiss goodbye.
Shut up! That's why you weren't running.
Oh my god!
And I rolled my ankle.
Oh yeah, no fucks, Brian. That's what we're all over.
Don't leave!
Wait, I love you.
I just imagine.
I'm gonna give you a kiss.
Your arms are in the air. You're like, yeah. You're screaming.
I have a fuck to give to you.
Yeah. I had one. I got it this morning.
Take this fuck.
So then, but she saw you running and then just like fall and tumble and roll.
She didn't even see me.
she kept going. Away. So then you're alone on the ground.
That's so
I'm just
sad.
Alone. I got like dust all over me, and that's why I told Corey I was going to be late because I had to jump in the shower.
Shut up.
I was covered in dirt.
How far did you run across the yard before you fell?
It was like, it was maybe 30, 40 feet.
Oh
like, it
God,
was like,
shut up.
Like, I was in full stride.
I love the idea of you
like a rock
sprinting.
Or and all of a sudden, I just went down. I did like a somersault. It was bad. It was bad. And then she
oh
just
God.
Drives away, and you just hear,
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Did you, like, call her to be like, hey, I fell?
No, I.
See, it's a thing. We just don't want help.
Yeah. I might be able to find it in the phone, like, because
oh
I texted Corey a picture, and I said I might be late.
Oh, my Jesus. God.
Just my ankle's just so swollen. Yeah.
Jesus.
But that was it. But where we at for time?
1 hour five.
All
hour
right.
five. This has been a good episode.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Katie, I'm glad you had a good trip.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good trip.
Thank
yeah,
you very
you
much.
Guys had good trips.
Yeah, you did too.
Yeah, you did.
I had a good trip.
Toronto.
I had a good trip.
Awesome. Now that we're back on track. So next week we're going to have an edibles episode.
We
have people that have sent in questions again.
Yeah.
I set up some games that we're all going to play, and I can already start to feel that shit.
Oh, boy. There
so
was
that's
going to
be good.
Snap.
And, oh man, hand snap.
I felt
pop,
the
pop, pop.
Fucks. He's ready to
the
give
fucks.
Them.
I'm ready to give the fucks. So thank you guys for listening. For Katie Roy and Frank Azzaro, I'm Brian Bowden. Thanks for spending your time with us, everyone.
Yeah.
Love you.